Breaking news right now, which you have for us over in the newsroom. It has to do with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what's happening.
The iconic LeBron James banner in downtown Cleveland is coming down right now.
Well, listen, we knew it had to come down at some point. It's coming down almost as fast as he made his decision to leave Cleveland and go to L.A.
Hashtag too soon.
Listen, I was thinking about it again just a few moments ago, and then you told me it was coming down. I have my mind made up that he had his mind made up a long time ago that he wanted to go to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Just the intrigue and, like we talked about yesterday, the lifestyle, the weather, the beaches, the babes.
I don't think he's going there for the babes.
The legal marijuana. He's going there for all of it.
I don't think he's going there for that either.
There in California. But no, they started about a half hour ago, huh?
Yep. They're not getting very far.
Well, that banner is it's massive. They probably started at his pinky, and they're only at his ring finger, right? Is that...
They started in the upper right-hand corner, and they only have just like a little corner folded over, just barely covering the Nike sign.
You know what? We'll have to see what Jared and Joanne can do about maybe paying for a Z Country billboard to replace the LeBron billboard. Jared, see if you can maybe get on that.
What, are we going to put you up there?
Oh, both of us. We'll put you and I up there.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Say something like, always streaming online or something like that.
Okay.
Nothing given, everything earned. Maybe along those lines.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Something like that.
It is pretty massive, that banner.
Yes.
It'll probably take them all day. Maybe tomorrow, too.
You think? Nah, they'll get it down in a day.
I don't know. They're going very slow.
Round the clock. Round the clock.
Okay.
Hey, how many times have you seen a coffee study? By the way, recent study time. How many times have you seen a coffee study where they say, oh, it's horrible for you. It'll put you in the grave earlier. And then 3 months later, another study comes out that says, hey, coffee will actually elongate your life and make you live a little bit longer than those who don't drink it. It's like every few months, right?
Yeah,
new coffee study. Mm. Well, we have a new one for you right now. Which I live off of the stuff. You're about a cup a day kind of person, but...
You are not.
You may want to change your thinking.
Oh, no.
After this, new research shows that fresh ground coffee may boost your chance at a longer life. Ooh. Even those who may down 8 cups of fresh ground coffee a day compared to those K-cups or those special kind of coffee drinks. In a study of nearly 500,000 British adults... Coffee drinkers had slightly lower risk of death over 10 years than those who did not drink coffee.
Hmm.
Now, when you do drink it, we like ours the same, almost.
Right.
Listen, you can either have yours black, right?
Right.
Or you can have yours like Beyonce. That's how we like ours. Beyonce Knowles is what I mean, obviously. And I don't mean Beyonce from Destiny's Child. That's still a little too dark then. I mean Beyonce... from when she got her solo career and then married Jay-Z. That kind of color is how I like my coffee. Because I imagine Beyonce, she's slightly bold, a little sweet. And with that skin color, that is exactly how I prefer my cup of Joe in the morning. Or my cup of Bay, whatever you want to call it. Overall, coffee drinkers were about 10% to 15% less likely to die than abstainers during a decade follow-up, according to this new study, once again, conducted on nearly 500,000 British adults.
What did they say? The difference between K-cups and freshly brewed?
Well, it's the freshly ground coffee they found this in.
Oh, okay, so
just
we're both, because I use K-cups.
Yeah, I'm a K-cup user too, which, listen, mm-hmm. We'll probably find out 10 years from now that these K-cups and the plastic inside of it, when heated up, causes cancer, and all of us
right.
will be dying sooner than everyone. Oh, it was those darn K-cups. They were drinking. My kids 30 years from now will think K-cups were a drug. How'd your dad die? Oh, K-cups. It's a horrible epidemic back in the...
early 2000s.
Back around 2025, where people were dropping like mad. It was like the bubonic plague.
How many cups of coffee do you honestly think that you drink a day? Because I feel like everyone should know that you literally run to that coffee pot every time you have a break.
Well, we got here at the same time this morning, okay?
Yes.
We walk in the door, you go left, and you hold the door open for me, and I go right.
Uh-huh.
And where was I going?
Coffee pot.
I had to preheat that bad boy, okay? I know my priorities around here. First thing is first. You preheat that coffee pot. How many I drink a day?
Yeah. I think it's about 7 cups a day.
If I really calculated and tabulated it all up, because I have one on the way into work, all right? So I make one at home. So there's one. And then I normally, in between the 5 and 6 hour, we'll make another. So there's 2 right off the bat. Then, in between each hour, I'll make one. So sometime between 6 and 7, there's one. 7 and 8, there's one. 8 and 9, there's one. Am I done? Between 9 and 10, I'll make one. So there's about 6 right there.
That's what I said, about 7.
And in between 10 and 11, I'll normally make one, and sometimes I'll make one on the way home. So there's 8 right there.
Oh, my God.
And then, sometimes, at home. Because, as you stated earlier, there are twins, and there's a lot going on.
Right.
It's not just the wife doing things, right?
Right.
It's daddy holding it down, too.
Oh, sure.
I can hear the...
Sarcasm.
Sarcasm and the facetiousness in your voice. But, no, I'll even drink some coffee at home a time or two as well, just to get me through the night.
Jeez.
Just make me a little...
You must go through a lot of creamer.
A lot of creamer, a lot of K-cups. Now, I call it a little dad brew in the evening when I need a little something to get me through.
Oh,
say when dinner's winding down and we still got to do cleanup and baths.
Are you 55?
I say, you know, I got to make me a little dad brew.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing smells better than a fresh cup of dad brew. I've said too much. Is that damn sign down yet? Is that down yet or no?
No, it's not.
Okay, not yet. All
but
right.
I think that
you know what? I could get it down a lot faster than those people. I don't know what they're doing. They're going about it real nice.
They are. I think they're going to fold it up real nice.
Just burn that mother to the ground, okay? That's how you can get it down. No, see, now I'm getting angry. About the whole situation.
All the stages of denial.
I need a vacation, to be
honest. Well, you're leaving on Friday.
Thank God.
Next week is going to be... Thank God!
I need to get out for a while. You know, all summer long,
you're
going to
miss us.
No, listen to me. I didn't take a vacation last year.
Oh, do you want a tissue?
Do you have a couple over there?
Yes. Some people don't have the luxury of even getting a vacation.
No, and some people have the luxury of having twin boys also.
Oh, geez.
I took all my vacation for maternity leave. Right?
Mm-hmm. Do you say maternity leave?
Is that what it is?
It's paternity leave when you're a dude.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So, paternity leave, because I'm a parent, right?
Paternal is like the male version of maternity.
Okay.
Paternity doesn't mean parent.
So basically, I was at home and I took all my vacation for that.
Oh, okay.
So last year I got
my husband
no
did
vacation.
That too.
But, you know.
You got to do what you got to do.
You don't care, as already stated. Yes, I wanted a tissue.
Well, you can't sit there and complain about...
We'll see who's crying when they have to work with Shauna Berkey all week next week. See who needs a tissue then.
No, she'll
either,
be fine, but I
either
will
you
miss
or
you.
Her. Either you or her. Or you may both need one.
I will say that I will miss your obnoxiousness around here.
I will take that as a compliment. I'll take that as... Some sort of compliment.
It is a compliment.
Although I know it was a diss.
No, you make me laugh. Obviously.
Listen, a leaf could blow by the window and it would make you laugh. Anything could make you laugh.
No, that's not true. Right. You're just ridiculous.
Right on. I'll go with that. That's Billy Currington, 99.9 WTUZ, and streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com. Babbling Brook has decided to join us.
Yes.
You look very summer ready today.
Thanks.
Like it's going to be 100 degrees outside or something.
Well, it might get there. I don't know. I'll be in the air conditioning during that point.
You can feel the humidity out there. Like for the past 3 or 4 days.
Crazy.
You can just feel it. Like, takes your breath away.
It does.
You can cut
right.
it with a knife.
Yes. You're very right on that. I said that yesterday when I came back from lunch. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, your hair was all frizzed out.
Thanks for noticing.
No problem. I was still here. We had that meeting and everything yesterday.
Right.
But,
Yeah, my hair doesn't.
Well, hey, it looks great like today, by the way.
For now. Thank you. Just wait till later.
Anything to make you feel better. You do have Z News. Make us all feel better with that.
Okay, all right. In this day in history, in 1863, the three-day Civil War Battle of Gettysburg in Pennsylvania ended in a major victory for the North.
Yeah, 100-plus years ago now.
Yes. 1962, Tom Cruise is born. His real name, I did not know this, is Thomas Cruise Maypother IV.
Last name? Hold on. Last name again?
Maypother.
All right.
Yes.
Go with that.
So you can see why he just cut it short.
Went with Tom Cruise, yeah. Of course.
All right. 1971, Jim Morrison of The Doors died in Paris at age 27.
Yeah, young.
So young.
Died in the bathtub. Heart failure.
Yes. 95, members of TLC filed for bankruptcy because of Lisa Lopez when she burnt down her boyfriend's mansion. That was the cost of $1.3 million.
Oh, Andre Rison's mansion. Yes. Yeah, he at the time he played for the Falcons. He did play for the Browns for a hot minute, too.
Ah.
Andre Rison did.
All right. Well, yeah, that's why they had to file for bankruptcy. And then in 99, Posh Spice, of course, you know her as Victoria Adams. She married David Beckham in Dublin.
Former Spice Girl.
That's right. And then holidays for today is Stay Out of the Sun Day. American Redneck Day.
American nice. Redneck Day.
Yes.
All right.
Compliment Your Mirror Day.
Do that daily.
There you go.
Compliment my mirror.
Disobedience Day and Eat Beans Day.
Not a big bean person.
I like green beans.
Okay, if you're going that kind of beans, I was thinking like baked beans and.
Oh yeah, see, I'm not a huge baked beans fan either. Green beans, I think, is about my limit on that. On TV today, Kacey Musgraves, she'll be performing on Ellen. And then other things on TV. Drunk History is on at 10 on Comedy Central. Have you seen that?
Yeah, Drunk History is pretty funny.
I want to watch that. I haven't seen one yet. I've seen the commercials.
Where all major decisions in the history of the world were made under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah, that looks hilarious. And then John Travolta and Dierks Bentley will be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Hmm.
In other country news, Luke Combs, he's going to be joining the PBS A Capital Fourth live in Washington, D.C.
Just added, yeah,
he's
that guy.
Just added, yeah. So that will be on tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Oh, on the 4th of July.
Right. alongside him will be Jimmy Buffett, Pentatonix, and Lauren Elena.
Oh, so some nice country flavor there.
That's a good lineup right there. Yes. And then I don't know, Eric, if you knew this, but it is against the law to grope another person.
Oh, it is it? Dang it.
Yes.
We're all going to be in trouble here.
Yeah. And Andy Dick, he's to be arraigned later this month on charges of groping a woman in L.A.
He's walking around the streets.
On the street of
groping
LA.
Women.
Yes.
Was he that excited LeBron came to L.A. that he's...
Maybe.
Let me go grope everybody.
I don't know why you think it's okay just to do that to somebody. Just because, you know, you're somewhat of a star.
Well, listen... He's like a D-list celebrity at this point, is Andy Dick.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know where he's been at for
maybe,
all these...
Maybe he thought, hey, I can get into the news this way.
They do say all publicity, whether,
is good publicity,
whether good or bad,
right,
is good publicity. So
yes. And that's not the first time he's done it before.
I was going to say, is that legal in California? Can you do that? Just walking around groping people? I mean, everything else is legal. All right, I didn't think so.
No.
I didn't think you could do that. All right. Maybe that's why LeBron went out there. Who really knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Babbling Brook, we won't see you again until
Friday. Yes.
You're off mañana.
This is my Friday Eve.
No, I don't like
no,
that.
No, it's not Friday Eve. What is it?
What
would it be?
I don't know. Don't confuse me.
Okay.
All I know is I'm off tomorrow and I'm back Thursday.
Okay.
All right, Brooke. We'll see you then Friday, I guess.